With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's welcome aboard right now Ian Thompson. Talk a little bit about the association, his book, The Soul of Basketball. Has joined us before, joins us on this Friday morning. Good morning, Ian. Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes, buddy.
Ian, what's up, man?
Lots up. It was a great night. Good talking to you guys, you know.
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, the impact of Toronto, first Canadian team to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. The impact here, Ian, of the Raptors winning the NBA title on the NBA landscape.
It's about the whole future of the league, really. It's the one league in America that has a chance to become an international league, that has a chance to really become as popular around the world as it is here. You know, American football is just too difficult for people around the world to grasp. It's too complicated a game. Baseball is too slow, really, and it has competition in cricket, which is entrenched all around the world. But basketball is, everybody understands it's easily, and we all know how it's growing internationally, and now they've shown, after years of doubting whether it could happen, that a team outside the United States could win. And they've done it with a lot of international players, guys from different parts of the world. So, a guy from Africa who ran the team and who made the brilliant move of trading for Kawhi Leonard when really no one else really had the vision to do it. Even though and that you might only have them for 1 year. So I just think there's a lot of ingenuity there, and there's a lot of promise for the future. Dirk Nowitzki opened up doors when he became the first international star to lead a team to a championship, and now you have a franchise outside of the United States winning it.
Yeah, Ian, great points and great observations on what you just laid out there. Hey, let me ask you, man. Did the finals feel like, Moose and I had this like kind of a spirited debate earlier, we're a little bit on different sides, but on offense in this deal here, but did the finals feel like not fulfilled, you know, because of all the injuries to the Warriors? So like, who did the Raptors beat? You know what I mean? Did they beat the Warriors or did they beat the great Warriors? Because Durant wasn't in and then Clay gets hurt at the end of the third quarter, blows his knee out and he was fixing to play great. And who knows if we would have played in the fourth quarter, it might be a different outcome. What's your thoughts, views, opinions on that?
You know, I see both sides of it, for sure. It would have been so much better if everybody had been healthy. That's always the case. I don't think this will taint the Raptors championship because I look back over the years of the Warriors run and every single year in the playoffs, they ran into good teams that had injuries. And I don't think we look back and say, Mike Conley was out for Memphis or Chris Paul was out for Houston last year. Kyrie Irving tore up his knee when the Cavaliers were up 2-1 in their first finals against the Warriors. You forget about all that, and you just remember the championship. And then the other thing is the storyline. This was almost operatic, right? It was like opera, kind of. That game the other night when Kevin Durant went down. The fact that these guys were playing hurt, the Warriors, and they were trying to overcome something, I think made them more popular than ever and more attractive to watch than ever. It was a much more enthralling series because these guys were trying to overcome something. If they'd been healthy, they probably would have just marched through like always, and it kind of would have been boring, and people would have had Warriors fatigue, and break up the Warriors. Durant never should have gone there. No one was talking about any of that stuff because here the Warriors were underdogs and you saw their heart. You saw their integrity as a team. They kept fighting. They almost won the game last night without Durant and Klay Thompson. So I think, you know, you would never want to see anybody get hurt. I wish they'd been playing, but they made the very best of a bad situation, and I think we all think more highly of them now than we did before they all got hurt.
Well, it's a great way to put it. I guess, Ian, we were chatting about it before. I guess it's a case of, you know, I got bothered by some, you know, saying, well, Toronto took down the great Golden State Warriors or ended that, because it just wasn't I get the point. It just bothered me because there, and I wasn't even factoring in Durant. Just give me Thompson in the fourth quarter last night. I mean, because you know, they're so limited offensively with how top-heavy that organization is for Golden State, and they showed you a lot of heart and fight and grit to keep themselves in that game, but it's basically Steph Curry is their scoring option. I mean, that's it. Offensively, and he was getting double teamed on basically every offensive possession. So that's where I was a little bit bothered. You're right. I mean, no one's taking the championship away from Toronto. It just wasn't the great Golden State team that we've seen win the championship the past couple of years. Now, you look at for Kawhi here. What does it do for him individually? We talked about it, Toronto here. You know, 732 points in the postseason. You know, he joins Kareem and LeBron as players that have now won championships with two different franchises. What does it do for the resume, last night's victory for the superstar that is Kawhi Leonard?
You know, what you said earlier, you're 100% right. And I think you can be right on both counts. You can say it wasn't the full Warriors, and you can also say it was a great series, you know, and that Toronto did something really special, even though the Warriors were hurt. And that comes back to Kawhi Leonard. I think as the series ran out, you know, and before Klay Thompson got hurt, that Kawhi Leonard was the best player in the series at both ends of the floor. He was the most complete guy, and he was the guy that made it possible for his team to win. It was like Dirk Nowitzki's influence on the Mavericks. On the Mavericks, they didn't have that great second star the way the Warriors have two or three of them. And this team didn't either. Kyle Lowry or Siakam, that's their second best player. And neither one is like an all-NBA talent. But this guy made it possible for them to win. And so I just look at the guy's arc from San Antonio, from I think the 16th pick. No one was really talking about him. He worked his way up slowly. He looked like a role player. He ended up being influential in them winning the championship, was a finals MVP, scored a lot while shutting down LeBron there. And then could he be more than a system player? That was the question when he came to Toronto. Could he carry a team? And, God, he did it.
Yeah.
And he carried the biggest underdog team, you know, as far as being a Canadian team in an NBA finals against the dynasty of our era. And he overcame a lot to do it. So I end up looking more at what Kawhi Leonard did than I look at what the Warriors didn't have. I'm looking more at the glass half full than half empty here.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Taz and the Moose, our special guest, is Ian Thompson, author of The Soul of Basketball. Ian, so let's talk about the Raptors guys off the bench. I mean, how good was the Raptors bench in this series, especially Van Fleet?
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah.
And he had a tough playoffs earlier, wasn't making the shots. Then I guess his kid was born, and he saw the light, got perspective. I don't know what it was, but they would not have won without him. He's another guy, because the margins at times are so small. You know, even though they won every game at Oracle, and they did it during the regular season as well, they were undefeated at Oracle Arena, the Raptors were, and that's another thing to point out for them. But their bench was huge, especially against a team that had to give up its bench, the Warriors, in order to be able to afford to sign all those stars. And when those stars were out, where did they go? Now, they were lucky to have DeMarcus Cousins, who was another star that came in on the short money, like a role player's salary. But nonetheless, the bench for the Raptors was crucial. And here's the key about the bench guys. Masai Ujiri, the president of the team, went out and got two-way players. He just doesn't sign scorers. He signs scorers who can defend. Every one of those guys can put up a fight. Even Kyle Lowry at least competes defensively and was getting a lot of fouls on defense. That's why he was in foul trouble. So I love the way the team was put together, and it wasn't just one of these things, oh, let's go out scorers. They were trying to win a championship when they went out and developed the players they did and signed the players they did.
You know, Ian, for moving forward here, as we spin it forward, and Kawhi was asked the question by Doris Burke to wrap up the interview last night on the court, what about Leonard's future in Toronto? Do you think there is one, or do you think this was just a one-year deal? He accomplished it. He can leave now, you know, guilt-free. He delivered a title to Toronto, and he could go on his merry way to Los Angeles, as everyone has him pegged for the Los Angeles Clippers. What about Kawhi here and his future, and what comes his way June 30th?
Yeah, I wonder if anyone really knows the answer to that question, because all year long you've heard that he's going to the Clippers, right? And they're the most likely team. But the Raptors took this gamble for a reason. First of all, they didn't believe that they could ever win with DeMar DeRozan, and so they needed an exit strategy, and this was the perfect one. Even if they were only going to be great for 1 year, it was still worth it for them. But then they also were of the mindset of trying to keep them. I think a lot's going to depend on what Masai Ujiri does as team president. You're hearing that the Washington Wizards, you're reading that the Washington Wizards are about to offer him this incredible...
A lot of money.
Yeah, this Pat Riley-like offer to come and be the face of our franchise the way Pat Riley was the face of the Miami Heat. So that's what he's up against. If Masai leaves, I just don't see why Kawhi Leonard would stay with the Raptors. And then if Masai stays, well, we're trying to figure out the mindset of Kawhi Leonard here, and I just wish all of us good luck trying to do that, because he was the guy that walked out on the Spurs and Greg Popovich. That's something we all thought was impossible. So this is another story that's going to keep everybody at full attention over the summer, because we just don't know how it's going to play out.
You know, Ian, Taz and I have talked about a lot here. Certainly, you know, you look at the trickle-down effect of the Toronto victory last night. You know, who do you think watching that game, you know, felt worse? Popovich watching Kawhi doing what he was doing. Dwayne Casey. You know, you look at DeMar DeRozan as well. Watching, you know, what transpired in you know, at Oracle last night. You know, who do you think felt worse of that group?
I'm gonna offer another option and say it was Danny Ainge of the Celtics feels the worst, because I think they had a chance to trade for him.
That's a good one.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, they would have had to give up Jaylen Brown and a couple other things, and they didn't. Whether it was because they didn't think he would resign, or they questioned, they didn't know about his health, or would he be too difficult to work with? Maybe all those things put together. Maybe they liked where they were going better another way. They thought they had a real chance to get Anthony Davis, and they wanted to gear up to do that. I don't know what it was, but I bet they're looking back at it now the way things have happened with Kawhi, with Kyrie Irving looking to leave. I bet they wish they'd done it.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ian. I didn't throw that one into the mix. Final one for you. You know, as free agency comes our way, what do you think happens here with Durant? You know, he obviously, the reports are that he doesn't want to come back on that 1 year deal. You know, the Knicks and other teams are still going to be interested, even with that ruptured Achilles tendon, going to miss all of next year, reportedly having surgery the other day right here in NYC. What do you think happens with Kevin Durant when free agency gets going?
Well, everybody will be interested. Everybody will offer him the max. I'm hoping he comes to them, and even if they lose him for a year, that's a new mindset in the NBA. That's fine with teams. They're willing to do that in order to have Kevin Durant on their franchise. And then he's in the Kawhi Leonard camp for me. You know, there are people in Oklahoma City a few years ago who thought for sure Kevin Durant was going to stay. Those were the signals, apparently, and he left. And I think it's just very hard to get a reading. For how many months have we heard that the Knicks were sure to get Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and now all of a sudden the Knicks look like they might be shut out? So who knows what's going to happen? This is why the NBA has become a 12-month league. You know, it's because we don't know what Kawhi Leonard's going to do. We don't know what Kevin Durant's going to do.
Yeah.
These are two of the most enigmatic guys in the NBA, and we just don't know what they're going to do. But we're going to watch. We're going to look for every little clue and try to figure it out. And in a sense, both those guys are going to play us. They're going to tease us along and keep us watching until the very end.
Ian Thompson, author, The Soul of Basketball, great perspective on the association. Hey, Ian, thank you for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Ian, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, guys.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.